Well, the waters are receding now, but the tragedy lingers on. Most of the attention has been focused on Mississippi and Louisiana, but actually, floods have affected farmers all the way from the Dakotas to the Gulf of Mexico. You know, it's tough for anybody to lose a home, but farmers lose a lot more than just a house. Some third-generation farmers are still watching the water recede. Some will have croplands underwater for a year now, and then what? Well, it's hard to say. Government help is available, loans and various disaster programs, but for some, it's going to be 2 to 3 years before they can plant another crop. Keep in mind now that although the attention has been focused on Louisiana and Mississippi, farmers in 9 states have been slammed by these floods. Move away? No, don't even think about it. They'll start rebuilding as soon as the ground's dry. And that'll be a long time for some. And that's AgriView for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.